Hello, everybody. Long time no see, no talk. I am here with the one and only Allie, also known as Swole Shady in the flesh.
Allie? I've never been introduced on a podcast before. This is weird.
I've never introduced anybody on a podcast before, so.
Yes, this is Swole Shady in the flesh. Hey, everyone.
So if you didn't know, Allie's actually famous.
No, I'm not. Yes, I want to have some recognition one day so my business can pop off. But I would say I'm famous.
You're famous in my
books. That was sweet, though.
Of course.
Thanks. You're famous to me, too.
Aww.
Yeah. Abby O'Fit.
Illy.
Yeah. I still have
That's how we met on Instagram.
Yeah. Oh, my God. We literally talked about it in our last podcast. Yeah. We just filmed one right over my podcast, The Muscle Mommy Mindset. And it was so good. And we literally were talking about how we were going to say how we met, but we didn't end up saying it.
Yeah, I don't think we actually went into it.
I'll actually quickly say something. We are in this room right now because of Abby. Like, Abby did the reaching out and she did the hard first of like, wait, can we actually hang out?
I begged her.
No, you didn't.
My mom paid her.
She just made the move and was like, let's do a workout. Let's actually do it. And
oh, you're saying for the when we worked out
yeah,
together? Yeah,
like
gym.
It okay. was. Like, yeah, that's yeah, not yeah. easy, too. I feel like, especially people our age, you
like
don't...
stranger danger.
You want to, like, be friends with someone yeah. online. You want to meet someone, but you're scared to actually make that move. Because you're like, what's it going to be like? So, I always look up to you for that. Because I'm like, that's cool. Like, now... Like, you were just a random person from online.
Yeah, I know. That's crazy.
It's awesome. Well, we have some stuff to talk about today.
We do. And today, we're talking about commenting on people's bodies. And is it ever okay? Because we live in a culture where body comments are, I think, completely normalized.
Yeah.
And it's...
Well, I also think that we live in a culture where, like, we have so much social media that we are constantly seeing...
We're consuming
like, thousands of people's
exactly.
bodies all the time.
And we have no... Like, all we do is compare, yeah. and, like, think about it, and that's...
Even if it's, like, subconsciously exactly. and you don't even realize it.
So much of it is so implicit.
Yeah.
And it's, like, become the default where, like, oh, my gosh, you look amazing, or you've lost weight, or...
Yeah.
Something like that. But personality traits and like resilience and like emotional intelligence and stuff like that is just forgotten about.
Literally forgotten about.
And overlooked. And it's like our values are a little yeah. messed up.
Well,
in that
I also
aspect.
Think like being a woman, that's the whole thing is everything feels like it's about looks.
Yeah.
Because we were always just taught to like.
That's what matters.
Sit tight and look pretty.
Exactly.
That's what matters. So like you need to make sure you look like this so you attract these types of people. And then. At one point, you're just like, wait, when's the last time I heard something about my character and not how, like, pretty I am or something like that?
Yeah. What to you makes a comment meaningful?
Well, I would always say, I think this goes for so many people, like, anything that's not about appearance hits so deep. Right? And it will stay with you for a very long time. I can't really
permanent.
Think. Oh, yeah. Well, I can't really think of a comment on the top of my head that had to do with my appearance that I never forgot. They yeah. feel like comments on my appearance, they feel good. The way I am, what I've allowed has changed over time. What I used to want to hear has changed. And for me, anything that doesn't have to do with appearance feels great.
Yeah. And I think that also comes with all of the work that I know we've both done. Cause I know in the yeah. past, like if I were in the headspace that I used to be in and someone made a comment.
Mm hmm.
Egging me on in a way of the desired like
yeah
gaze
yes
then I'd be like obsessed with it and like that's all I would focus on when now it's like, I get more comfortable if somebody says something about my body than if I had like toilet paper stuck to my shoe
yeah well know? For me like I used to be that person where I wanted like I thought that saying someone looked skinny was a compliment mm-hmm. and so I would be the one to call people small and skinny and like my friends and you know, I would just pick, oh my God, he looks so skinny. It was because all I wanted to be was, in quotes, skinny.
Exactly.
That's all I wanted to be. So then finally when I understood that, like, that's not something that, that's not a goal that we should be striving for is to be skinny. Because, like, what does that even mean? I started, like, if someone ever called me big as in, like, oh, your shoulders look really big. I would have taken an offense to it years ago. Now I love when people call my shoulders mm-hmm. big. I love when people say I look jacked. I love all those things because I'm working out for the right reasons and I'm working out to be healthy. So if they're complimenting a part of me that is around a healthy mindset, I feel really good about it. I'm like, oh, thank you. You know, I don't feel any like, I don't think like, why would you say that? But if someone were to be like, you look so skinny, I'd be like, whoa, I don't want that. Like, don't say that to me.
The extremes aspect like, of it.
The extreme aspect, yeah.
No, I definitely hear that. And I think that even now, especially in the fitness community and being surrounded by people of so many different sports and almost comparing yourself to people like, I work out with a lot of bodybuilders. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of the focus of my background in CrossFit and powerlifting. It was never on aesthetics. It was always like, yep, there was focus on weight just because I had to make weight or I would never cut or bulk. I just was like, you know what? Whatever weight I'm at a competition, that's the weight I'm competing at.
Yeah.
You know, and that kind of that helped definitely with mitigating the stressors of body image and just really focusing on my performance.
Yeah.
But I think that being around a lot of people who are so aesthetics focused really does make it a little bit more challenging to root yourself in what is your goal in terms of fitness. What's your long-term goal? Which my long-term goal is...
That's so good, yeah.
To, like, just live a happy, healthy, quote-unquote, life to whatever that means for you. However you define health. And I think that people have a definition of health. And there's, like, a medical definition of health. There's a spiritual definition of health. There's a mental definition of health. But really, health to somebody is where do you feel most content that you feel like you can live your life to the fullest that you want to with no morality tied into it.
This is something that is just so good to talk about because I love flexing. I love seeing my muscles in the mirror.
Me too.
I think it's so beautiful. Like, I think muscle is just so freaking beautiful. Mm-hmm. And it's so true in the way where like in the bodybuilding world, everything is about your appearance. Everything is about flexing. You are working out to flex.
Your body is your sport.
Yes. And like your appearance is your sport. The same way I think of like how models, their appearance is their job. It's their career. Mm-hmm. And to me personally, I could never do that because I just know it would lead to a very bad mindset because I've been in that mindset before. I just couldn't get back to that mindset ever. But it's really hard being around people that look aesthetically pleasing. They have abs online. They have everything. And you're wondering, is that something that should be like, that's what I should look like? Is this like, am I not working out in the right way?
Exactly.
Where I've kind of shifted my workout goals.
You kind
of
diminished your successes and everything that you've put into your training.
Yeah.
Based on outward appearance.
Yeah.
And I think that like understanding that within the sport, like aesthetics will shift, but like, it's more of a byproduct, but not a focus of the sport. Like, that's not your initial intention.
Yes.
And it's like shifting the narrative from your goal being, let's say, weight loss, muscle growth, to my progress in this sport or this exercise has excelled. And I feel so much stronger in myself and my body because of that. And shifting it to less of an aesthetics outcome and more to an
like a long-term.
And more long-term. And even if it's not long-term, it's just more like recognizing like my body does feel different. Like I do have more energy. I do see my delts are bigger. My legs are bigger.
Like food is for stronger. Fuel. Yeah.
Food is for fuel and not trying to like ridicule every single thing because
like my biceps need to be bigger in order for me to look more fit. Like,
yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Or like thinking that you need to take on a certain shape.
Yeah. Redefining say, your like, success.
Oh, I need to get in shape.
Exactly.
Like, and it's just like, what does that mean? What is like this shape that you're talking about?
You're in a shape.
Yeah. Everyone's like your body a is a shape.
Yeah.
What, it needs to be a new shape.
What do you
now?
Want, a rhombus? I'll show you that.
Okay. What would you deem inappropriate versus appropriate when talking about people's bodies?
This is a sticky situation because I feel like people feel they have the right to comment on any little change. It's like any little change you see in me, like it seems so unimportant. And the fact that like that's the first thing you see. I mean, I guess when somebody walks in, they get a haircut. Like, oh my God, you got a haircut.
Yeah. In the way where like everyone's just like, oh, you lost weight. I think when it makes sense to comment on the way somebody looks, the timing of like, okay, if you post a picture of your body, of you flexing, of whatever it is, you're there, like you're posting a picture of your body. It's just to look cute. I think like if you're commenting on the person's body and saying like, you look jacked or like, you know, hot as fuck, whatever you want to say, I feel that that's warranted. That's fine. Like, I think that's okay. But again, it's person by person.
Yeah.
You know?
And I think that that's where I like.
But I don't think it's okay to like point out like, oh, you've gained or lost weight.
Yes, I think that understanding the provoked aspect of it in a way, in the most polite and like respectful way, I think that so many people in the gym community are guilty of that, and not in a bad way.
Yeah.
Like, I'm someone who posts stuff of my physique, but also not to be pointed out. It's because I am proud of myself. Yeah. But I'm also more proud of my mental space.
Yeah.
And I think that that is very visible in how I present myself. And I think that I've grown in that aspect where when you talk to me, it's not just about aesthetics.
Yeah.
It's not just about ways I've changed. Like, I'll address the elephant in the room. Like, I have changed. My body structure has changed. And
training's changed.
Exactly. Training has changed. Times have changed. Life circumstances have changed. And I think that not always understanding the root of that change from the outside perspective
is where comments is can where, become like, harmful. Unwarranted
comments can become horrible.
Yeah.
Like, I know, especially I have customers at my job that have made comments about that. And it's like, in the past, I remember like 4 years ago, I had come from the gym and I wasn't even working this day. And I was just sitting outside and a customer had walked outside and said, like, oh, you came from the gym. I had my gym bag. I was like, yeah, I did. They're like, oh, what? From where? I was like, oh, like the gym around the corner. She was like, oh, what do you do? I was like, oh, I'm a weightlifter at the time, blah, 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 CrossFit. And she looked at me and she like pointed to my arm and she was like, my friend's a weightlifter and like, you don't look like that. Like, she has muscle, you don't. I literally went inside, like got a tissue and like walked, like ran to the back alley and bawled my eyes out.
Do you see like the hair raised on my skin?
It was like,
my nipples are hard.
It was just like the audacity of some people were like, they're just so confident in being so
arrogant
and
like naive.
Yeah. It's just like, why would you ever just go up to something? Like, I remember like, and listen, I grew up with a grandma who was very like that. Like, we would be out to dinner and she walked up to a family with a newborn. Mm-hmm. And she goes, we're at like some steak. Nice, I don't know, not even. And she was like, oh, like to the baby, like, almost touching. I'm like, first of all, don't touch the baby. Second, she goes, how much did he weigh at birth? I go, that's the question you ask. Well,
that's the thing, is I feel like that's, I guess, just I'm out used of around so comments. Many pregnant people, like my sister, my cousin just had her baby. That's the only comment I've been hearing is like, my baby weighed this, my baby weighed this. And
but this was like unsolicited. Like, that was the first question. The only question she had for this family was like, how much did your baby weigh at birth? And like, that's our ongoing like family joke. Like,
it's like the only like, question she wants to know. Yeah. And she walks away. She's like, thank you. That's all I needed to know.
Yeah, right? It's just
like, wanted to compare it.
Yeah. And I feel like comments coming from different people when like you kind of like, if you know the person, like, you know, it's not malicious. Like, my grandmother, like, I'm not going to sit there and lecture her at like her final
years. If you see my viral video of my Nana, it's like, it's funny to me at this point. Like, I don't find
it's also generational. And it's like talking to somebody who's grown up with those views and like that perception of aesthetics and weight and just beauty standards.
Yeah.
There's only to a certain point that I'll combat it. Because at that point, it's not really worth, like, it's my grandma. I only have, like, how much more time with her? I'm not going to, I don't want that to be, exactly.
When do you feel that it is warranted to, like, say something back? Or, like, let's say you're around somebody and they're openly judging someone else's body. Like, you could think of any example in the world, but they're openly judging it in a negative way.
So what do you usually do? I'm hearing them talking about somebody else. You're hearing them and
it's someone very close to you.
So whenever somebody says something to me, at least, or about them or somebody else, I don't comment back.
You just stay silent.
I stay silent.
What about if they comment something about you that feels off, I guess? Well, I guess what would be considered... Well, the thing
is, when I say I don't comment, it's like, if my friend comes and says, do these make me look fat? And I'm like... I'm not answering them. I was like,
oh, I say that too. I just say I'm not answering that question. I say, are you comfortable?
Question. Yeah.
Do you feel good? Then you're good.
Yeah. Do you feel good? Then you look good.
What if it's like, what comments do you get that people think you want, but you're like, don't say that to me.
You've lost weight. Or you've thinned out, or you're so lean. Mm. And it's like, people don't know the actual story of what's happening. And it's like, in the past, it would be like, oh, because of my eating disorder, like, yes, maybe I've lost some weight or something like that. And that would fuel the fire.
But like, exactly. Yeah.
And like, I'd be like, that's all I wanted. That's all I want to hear.
Yes.
And it's like.
And then you get that comment and you're like, yes.
Yeah. And it's like.
And then when you don't get the compliments, you start freaking out.
Exactly. You're like, oh, wait, like that perception that you thought you had of yourself, like maybe you're not small enough.
Yeah.
Or maybe you're not good enough. And it comes down to that morality of like, my body size equates to my worth.
Yeah.
And I think that now, in the stage of life that I'm at, and the circumstances behind my body's changes and everything, it's almost like reminds me of the challenges that I've gone through that led to this mm-hmm. weight loss, in a sense. And I'm getting dressed in the morning and I'm pissed and I'm crying because my pants don't fit because they're too big, where I used to celebrate that in the past. And I think recognizing how your mind has switched to the point where I'm longing for my body that was able to lift so much weight pain-free and was able to just go through life. And that was even through my recovery. I mean, that was, I think that once you're in recovery, you're always in recovery. I don't think.
Oh, I so agree with that.
Recovered is really.
Like your mind is always recovering exactly. and rewiring.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I think that I still long for my body where it had no pain in terms of I've been battling my elbow injury. And I know when I was in season, I was okay. at a higher body weight. And training and competing, now that I'm kind of being held back because of my injury, puts me in an awkward spot where I miss that. And now I'm kind of in a more saddened like era of like training. Yeah. But with that, it also gives me new opportunities to try different stuff and step out of my comfort zone and try different forms of fitness since I'm not in season anymore. Yeah. And I have so much going on in my life that there's other stuff to focus about, so that my body is really the last thing on my mind, but then it seems to be the first on everybody else's. Mm. And I've had people come up to me, they're like, oh, you lost weight. Why? And I'm like, and what I really said to them, I was like, well, a breakup of meds will do that to you. And then that shuts people up.
Yeah.
Because then they're like, oh, crap. Because
they're like, oh, it wasn't in a good way.
Yeah, they're like, oh, crap.
Yeah, like it was, or like it wasn't gotcha. In a, yeah.
Yeah, and it yeah. wasn't like in a way where it's like, that was my intent. Like,
yeah.
And I think that even after I say them, they're like, oh, well, you look so good. And I'm like, so what are you saying about me before? But then that still has me focusing on their opinion of my body yeah. prior. So I'm still stuck in that headspace.
Yeah.
And I think that that's a really difficult headspace to get out of in this society and just how we're socialized and how we're raised. And I think that just the overwhelming right people feel to comment on our bodies has really influenced the way that we communicate overall and what we perceive as a compliment or not. And I think it's just been really damaging to people, especially those who do have internal struggles that may be shown externally.
Mm-hmm. This brings back a memory for me of when I came back from advanced camp, which I actually didn't tell anybody that this bothered me, but like I came back from advanced camp and I lost 10 pounds. And of course it was not because I was eating well. Mm-hmm. It was because I was, you know, it was water weight. It was like being in the woods for exactly. so long. And so I didn't care that I lost the weight, but I was much more leaner than I naturally am. And the first thing, I'm in the airport and I change into a new outfit and it's like a little crop top. It's really cute. And I come out and then my boyfriend at the time goes like, you got so lean. Or like something like, wow, you got like so lean, like really like admiring the way I looked and then pointed out that I was leaner.
Yeah.
And it was like, oh my God, like I like it basically. And I was just like, like I didn't want you to say that. Like I yeah. just, I like if I lose weight or gain weight, it goes both ways. Like I don't need you to point that out for me. If it you just want to say
fire on both sides.
Yeah. Like, and if you just want to say like, you're glowing or like you look good or the fact that you haven't seen me for a month.
I'm so proud of you.
Yeah, I'm so proud.
You made like, it. I missed you so much. Like, and I'm so glad to see you again.
And he did say that. Yeah, he was great in those ways. But like, but then when you say that, I'm like, ah, like you just killed it. Like, yeah. I can't hear about how good I look like lean because I will never be like this again. I will never, well, not never, but like I am never going to be. I can't say never. I'm literally
that's
in the
just
army.
Not my current situation.
I'm,
you know,
like I am not going to naturally be in the woods for 14 days naturally getting this lean. Like it's not going to happen. I yeah. don't like this is not my life. So when you hear it and they you see they admire it, you're like, oh, you're only going
to
see this for.
Nor
a few
is
days.
It a life that's sustainable or that exactly. you would want to live off your dried yeah. bolognese for 3 weeks the rest of your life
processed,
living on the tarp.
Yeah. Processed
well listen
food that's been sitting listen, on the listen. Shelf for 7 years like
everything's processed
yeah
an no, apple but like, you cut up is processed
that's true
sorry you process the food and changed like, it from its you, original state
I guess like another word would probably be better for it but like if you see the ingredients on these things because they stay on the shelves for like 7 years before they give them to people like it's insane. Like they constipate you so bad. It's because like these things like you're able to eat
sustenance.
Them and you know what I mean like it's just sustenance. Disgusting so it's like I don't like eating those. It like, but then it ends up constipating you. You end up losing weight for whatever reason. You're also, again, in the woods for 14 days, naturally losing weight.
In the woods.
Yeah, you have to.
Digging the holes?
Oh, no, no, no. We didn't dig any holes. We had porta potties near us.
Bougie.
I know, bougie. They give you an e-tool, so, which is basically a huge shovel.
Oh,
like they have to issue it, but you don't actually use it. It's weird.
But isn't the porta potty like there and it goes into a hole in the dirt or no?
I don't think it's how porta potties work.
Well, I know, but I didn't know if it was like different type of porta potty.
No, it was just like a regular porta john.
Oh, porta john.
Porta john. Yeah.
Do you know that apparently you're supposed to have the seat down and it's supposed to vent? That's how it vents.
What did you say?
Porta potties.
What about it?
You're supposed to have the seat down like when you're done using it because then it vents out of the porta potty. That's why they smell so bad all the time, because people leave the seat open.
Oh, thank you for letting me know
But
that.
Also, I would never want to touch this thing.
I just kick it closed. I wouldn't use my hand.
I guess.
But yeah, so just like going... No, you're fine, because I love this. But like going back to like that moment, it's like, this is not sustainable for me, this life. So if you're complimenting it and pointing out the word lean with it, I'm just like, ah, you know? Yeah. Like, please just say anything else. Or just be like, you look really pretty right now. Like, you look cute. Your outfit looks cute. Like, you look really cute, and I haven't seen you in a while, you know? I don't need to hear, like, you got really lean. Like,
yeah.
Like, basically, like, I want to fuck you. Like, no. 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 Because this belly will be jiggling in a few days. Don't get it twisted. Don't get it twisted.
Oh, my gosh.
These love handles are coming back, baby.
What about you? What's another time or experience that you have with body comments that's coming from, let's say, a stranger? Because a lot of time, mine are not like close to me. It's a lot like unwarranted, like random people. Or is that
my stranger comments are usually in the comments on my TikTok.
Okay.
I get tons of comments on my TikTok.
Talk about that.
I want to talk about this one, which I think a lot of people experience, is the can't wait for the cut comment. When people are like, I can't wait for your cut. I'm like, honey, there ain't gonna be no cut. Like, yeah. There's no cut. I'm just here to work out and feel good.
Or like, it's like, I'm not here glowing. To cut. Like, I remember, like, I got that so much on, I mean, like, did I post like a post breakup picture? Like, yeah, but like,
oh, yeah, same.
When people are like, you're glowing, I'm like, okay, was I like dark and gloomy when I was in a relationship and you guys were just like lying to me this whole time?
I don't think when people say like you're glowing, I think they're saying it in a way that just is like, you look happy right now. Kind of
like
thing.
I'm faking it.
yeah like, and I'm sure people will say you're glowing when you're with the guy in a photo.
Exactly,
that you posted.
They're like, you're so happy.
Yeah, like I think, yeah, it comes off, right, though. But you're right, though, it comes off as like you're glowing now.
Yeah,
you know.
And I think that's also how we read into it.
Yeah,
because they're not reading it like you're glowing now, you weren't before.
Yeah,
it's just,
and that's another thing,
they have the opportunity.
This all has
to
do with
now,
like how you read into the comments.
Exactly,
because some are very blatantly like the one you told before. Some are blatantly like, why the fuck would you say that?
Yeah,
but then some you're like, like, it depends on the person. It really does. And like, if they take that offensive or not. Again, if someone calls me like, you look big right now, obviously they're not talking about like, you look like, if they were to say to me, you look big, I'd be like, thank you. Like, I find that such a good compliment.
Mm-hmm.
But if someone says like, you look really lean, I actually don't really like that.
Yeah, and I think there's so much gray area in it where it could go so wrong for somebody or so right for somebody that like, yeah, why even take that chance and make the comment?
Yeah, exactly. And I think also that, like, find something, maybe like what I do is like, if I don't know whether to, like, this was hard for me. Like, this I actually want to discuss with you. If you see someone's like physique in the gym and you're just like, wow, that physique is like amazing, do you, because I'm a person that like never keep a nice comment to yourself. When you see someone's physique that you really like, do you comment on it?
I personally don't.
Mm-hmm.
Just because I'm not one to risk it either. Like, risk it if I don't know their relationship with themselves, even if they're, let's say, IFBB pro. I mean, like, then I feel like...
Like, their sport is their physique.
Their,
so if you're commenting
their body,
physique, yeah.
I'm not saying that, like, that gives you access to, like, their body, or, like, gives you the right to judge them just because that's their sport.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that's somebody saying, like, oh, because she's in a bathing suit, that, like, me calling her sexy is, like, warranted. Yeah. But, like, I personally don't. I think I'm also just, like, not assertive enough to do that to people.
Yeah.
Like, if I like their shirt...
Yeah. See, I have thought about it because in the past I've like seen people's physiques and I'm like, oh my God, I want to comment it so bad.
Or I'll wait for them to like lift something. I'm like, oh my God, your bench is awesome. Or like,
yeah,
something like that.
Yeah. And then so more recently, not recently, but like I've thought over time, like when I have that feeling of like, wow, their physique is like beautiful, I love it, I think I don't really know what's behind that physique.
Exactly.
Like, where they got this from. like, if this is made with good intentions and where their mindset is at and what's going to fuel their fire.
Yeah.
So what I usually will, I'll, like, my safe thing is, like, saying, like, you look really jacked. Like, I just think, like, jacked is, like, a compliment that I don't think a lot of people read into and take it, like, in a negative way. Maybe I'm wrong. Like, some people totally could. That's usually the comment I'll say. Or I'll revert to, like, their outfit. I'll be like, you're, and usually their outfit is cute. So I'll be like,
yeah.
Or like, if they lift something really heavy, I'm like, dude, like, that was fucking awesome.
Yeah. And I think that that's.
I'll say, like, you look really strong. Mm-hmm. That's what I'll say.
That one, I think.
Like, to me, like, jacked is strong. So I usually, like, play that. Yeah. And I
think
field. That, like,
that's perceived with, like, the way where, like, women are scared to get bulky. And so, like, yeah. That whole perception of, like, if you lift, you'll get bulky and you're undesirable.
Yeah.
And I think that that whole narrative, which is complete BS.
Yeah.
I think that that kind of. Could go both ways just with how the word is defined by many people. But I mean, if you came up to me and said that, like, I mean, I would, like, I'm gonna admit, like, yes, that would make my day. But at the same time, then that reintroduces that I get complimented when I do something with my body, when my body looks like this, good. So when my body doesn't look like this, bad.
Yeah.
And I think equating the moral value to our bodies takes away from a lot more that we have to offer as people.
Which brings us right back to the then just don't say anything at all.
Exactly.
Or I like that too, and that perspective is so eye-opening because you could so easily turn the comment into, you could say, I mean, I guess you look really strong, or kind of like, that was a lot of weight you lifted, like, fuck yeah. You know, just kind of like commenting what they were doing.
And I remember.
Rather than focusing on the appearance of it.
And I remember, like, the first time, like, I ever, like, met, like, started talking to you, and, like, we started talking, and I was like, I, like, her smile is, like, captivating. Like, that was the first thing I noticed about
you.
No, I'm serious. And, like, to say, like, your smile is, like,
that, like,
contagious.
Like, I'm almost crying right now. That was so sweet.
No, but seriously, it's, like.
That was so sweet.
Like,
oh, my God.
Allie's smile, like, that's, like, what I think about. And it's just, like, when I think of Allie, I'm, like, her smile.
Oh, my God. It just,
like, makes everybody happy, I feel like. And, like, I've only hung out with you alone, like, so it's like
and your smile imagine. Never changes. That's another thing, like, bodies change.
Yeah.
So, like, I feel like when you compliment things like someone's eyes, or like, which is appearance, like eyes, nose, face, like those things that really never, like, change.
Yeah, it's like,
I feel like those things are safe, kind of like safe to go for.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that was so sweet. I love it. That was so sweet. So yeah, I feel like it's just a hard balance.
The balancing act. No, but yeah, I think, and even just like, I think we have to admit, like, as just a society and just like women growing up and like getting into womanhood and getting out of high school and college, I think you really start to humble yourself in a way of like, I don't know everybody's struggles. I don't know what's safe to say. I don't know what's not. And then if you really are struggling, like people who are listening and they're like, I really don't know. Like, do I say something about, like, I love their legs. Their legs look awesome. Do I say something? Yeah. And you have no idea what their history is.
Exactly.
Then don't say anything at all. But a lot of times the people I'm saying it to are usually people I know. I know
then
their history.
You know,
I know what works for
changes
them.
Changes it a little bit. I mean, of course, especially when you know what somebody reaction to that will be, and whether it'll put them in a more triggering place or in a just the same place, and maybe just build their confidence of what they're doing and what they're doing is working in the way that they want it to work and what their goals are. And like, you know that when you're friends with somebody, but I mean, I think
strangers,
that when it comes for strangers, I think like stopping of measuring your worth by how our bodies look, like something really does shift in our brain and our chemistry and how we then respond to ourselves and how we go through life, then we're no longer having those same judgments on other people as we would in the past. Like those implicit biases that we have that are rooted from just our social environment and what we're exposed to in the media, it brings out so many more criticisms than should really be warranted or even exist. And once we really find that acceptance in ourselves and find the contentness with every stage of our life and every body shape that we are, it allows us to have more respect for ourselves and then inherently more respect for others. Because we all think we're so unique, but at the end of the day,
like, we all experience the same struggles.
Yeah, if we're in the same environment to some extent, we're going to have some similar experiences. Of course, it changes based on social environments and everything like that. But when you are around your cohort, or you're not alone in some of the thought patterns that you have.
Yeah.
And I think that reminding ourselves that at the end of the day, we're not like bodies to be worshipped, we're bodies to like be lived in and lived through and lived out to the greatest like life that we can give it. And I think that's the worth focusing on. And that's the beautiful part of life. And that's beautiful part of our bodies is the fact that we get to live with it and we get to come back to it every single day.
Yeah. Like the space we take up in, like the space we take up in our bodies is so important. And like knowing that our bodies are our temples and that we have the privilege to work out and go do things with our bodies is when I think what helped me in my healing journey and like healing all these issues I had with my body image was understanding that like my body is allowing me to do things. And I'm so focused on what it looks like when it's doing these things that I'm not like respecting it in the way I should. And that's where I kind of shifted that mindset of like, my body is my temple and it really should be the most least interesting thing about me. Yes, I miss Swole Shady. Yes, I love to flex. Yes, I love having like huge quads and broad shoulders. But like, I used to not. I used to hate my thighs. I used to hate my shoulders. I used to hate all of it. And now I work them out. They become bigger naturally from what I'm doing. So to me, that shows my strength. That shows like all the work I've put in.
To me, it's more of me. And if I love me, then there's more of me to enjoy.
Yeah.
And if that's in the form of deltoids, quads, fat, whatever.
Yeah.
Then I'm content. And I think I'm living a pretty good life if I can stand back and recognize the privilege that my body has and enjoying it and treating it with respect and being able to then treat others with respect, then I think you found a really nice balance.
Yeah. And like taking away that comparison to others. Exactly. That's beautiful.
So beautiful. Well, Allie.
Abby.
Thank you.
Abby O'Fit. So, Abby
thank O'Fit. You so, so much for coming on.
I'm so happy.
Getting to share a little bit about yourself and your story.
This was a great little summer night.
Yeah.
For us. We got to do this again sometime.
I know.
We can always do this virtually too.
Yes.
I'm so excited. Thank you for having me on The Balancing Act.
And if you want to share your socials and your podcast.
Oh, yes.
Her long list.
I have a long list, guys. Miss MS _ Swole Shady. TikTok, Instagram.
And she also has an apparel company.
I have an apparel company, Swole Shady Inc. It's like INC. And that's on, like, you could search it up on Google. That's a website. That's also an Instagram, also a TikTok. And then my podcast is The Muscle Mommy Mindset.
And
I have Behind Closed Doors. Behind Closed Doors with Allie and Adria. That's one of my best friends I have a podcast with. So join me on all of it. I love this.
That's
and
awesome.
I want your community, too. And I want my community to join yours because I just love your mindset and all your beliefs. And
all my 10 fans.
I'm here
for
it.
You hear that?
Hey, 10. That's where you start.
Listen, that's all good.
Yeah, each one matters.
Well, thank you again.
Of course.
Thanks. And I hope I'll have you on here soon.
Oh, yeah.
But until then, I'll speak to you guys soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye.